The word of God says in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Welcome to the Blessed Assurance Podcast with Pastor Enrico White, Senior Pastor of Weeping Willow AME Zion Church. In this podcast, you'll receive the word of God with anointed clarity and revelation straight from the throne of grace. Now, let's join Pastor White with the word of God already in progress.
Let the living God fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, then fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Grant now, God, an anointing that makes preaching possible, practical, powerful. Speak now, God, for we, your children, hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who love him shout, amen. Matthew 1:21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." From that portion of God's word, I just want to talk for a few moments on the thought, there's something about that name. Something about that name. A name is the title by which one person is designated from another. A name is a way for us to tell people, places, and things apart. A name is our way of differentiating. A name is our way of separating. A name is our way of identifying one thing or one person from another. In our day, names do not necessarily hold much significance other than identifying, separating purposes. William Shakespeare says, however, that a rose by any other name would still smell just as sweet as a rose. But for us, names are just a way of telling Shaquisha apart from, y'all gonna catch me in a minute. It was not always this way. In Old Testament times, for example, a name stood for a person's reputation. A name stood for a person's fame. It stood for their glory. Parents would often give children names that describe the parent's hope and future expectations regarding that child. The word name in the Old Testament literally means a mark or a brand. People were given names. They were given the names. They were given for a reason. Study of biblical names often reveals much about the personality of the people mentioned in the Bible. For example, the name David means beloved. The name Abraham means father of the multitude. The name Jacob means trickster. The name Goliath means splendor. And all of these individuals that have been so named proved true to their names. Let me put a pin right there that I can parenthetically interject this ideology, which is a bunch of big words, to let me throw this up in here. Your name says something about you. your name now. Listen. I know you may have been given your name simply because phonetically, is that a word? Phonetically. That's what I'm looking for. That wasn't in my notes. I had to. Don't judge me. Hooked on phonics. Phonetically, it sound good. Therefore, we came up with a name. However, though that name may not have necessarily identified your persona or your character eventually says something about you. Yes. Therefore, when they hear your name, there's an immediate image that comes to the mind of the one who hears your name. My question then, therefore, is, what does your name say about you? What does your name say about you? Today, I want to talk about a name that we all know. I want to talk about a name that even atheists scream out in times of distress. I want to talk about the name of one who's mentioned in Matthew chapter 1. There must be something special about this name, Jesus. After all, it was a name given to him by God the Father in the first chapter of Matthew and also in Luke. For you see, all other children in the Bible that were named were given their names by their earthly father. Hello, it was Abraham that gave Isaac his name. It was Isaac that gave his son his name. But when the angel spoke to Mary, who was to be married to Joseph, and told Joseph that your soon-to-be then now wife is expecting, Joseph, however, I am taking away from you the opportunity to name him because it's a name. It ain't just an ordinary name. Therefore, it can't be named by ordinary individuals. It's not an ordinary name. Therefore, it cannot be named by ordinary means. The angel spoke to Joseph and said, "You gonna call his name Jesus." It's a name. There's something special about the name Jesus. It was a name given to him by God the Father. It's something special about that name, so much so that Paul tells the people at Philippi in the second chapter of Philippians that the name Jesus has been exalted by the Father, so much so that at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow, that at the name of Jesus that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Can I get a witness up in here that there is something about the name Jesus? Something about that name. That angel spoke to Mary in Matthew's version of the gospel, and he spoke to Joseph and said, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus." Meaning Jehovah is salvation. Later he says, "And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel," meaning God is with us. Oh, help me, God. I just want you to know what it is about this name, something about this. First of all, his name reveals his personality. Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Listen, it is the personality of God to want to be with his people. And what's interesting is the personality of God always wants to be with the people who did not want to be with him. Come on, don't look at me like you always wanted to be with God. Truth of the matter is, I know you look good sitting in here on the Sunday morning with your Sunday best on. I know you look good up in here looking like you've always crossed every spiritual T and dotted every ethical I. I know you look good up in here with holy hats and sanctified ties. But the truth of the matter is, you ain't always been in the house of the Lord. Truth of the matter is, there were some times in your life you were anything but with the presence of God. But what I love about the personality of the person behind the name Jesus is that even when we did not want to be with him, he wanted to be with us. Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you right there. Because some of the places I used to go, I'd never be caught dead or alive there right now. But even when I was there, he walked with me. Up in here, somebody. I talked about it this past Wednesday and our wow at night. I said, when you allow him to, God orders your steps. But can I get two or three witnesses up in here that God not only orders your steps, but if you careful and pay attention, he'll order your stops. Witness, he'll stop you from going too far. He'll stop you from going all the way. He'll stop. Somebody shall order my stops. The personality. His name reveals his personality. God who is with us even when we didn't want. So much so that John puts it this way. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John goes on to say in John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm so glad that the Word became flesh and walked with us. Yeah, because in walking with us, he can identify our challenges. In walking with us, he can identify our issues. In walking with us, he knew all about our burdens. In walking with us, he knew about the pain we had to carry. In walking with us, he became one of us. Oh, but while he became one of us, that name tells us he's much more than we'll ever be. There's something about that name. His name reveals his personality, but secondly, his name reveals his purpose. His purpose. His name shall be called Jesus. Jehovah, God is salvation. That name speaks of his desire. The name Jesus reveals a God that has a desire to save sinners. That was his purpose in coming. His purpose was that we not be lost sheep. Come on. His purpose was that we might have right to the tree of life. His purpose was, as the Bible says, God is not willing that any should perish, but that man should come to repentance. His name reveals and speaks of his desire. Not only does that name speak of his desire, but it speaks of his deliverance. The name Jesus reminds us that he came into the world for the sole purpose of setting captives free. Yeah, that's why, because I got Jesus and Jesus has me, he set me free. That's why I can say I don't walk like I used to walk. Because I've got Jesus and Jesus has me, I can now say I don't talk like I used to talk. I wish I had a witness up in here. I I now can say, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Oh, the joy that floods my soul like the sea billows roll since Jesus came, and his name reveals his purpose, which speaks of his desire. It speaks of his deliverance, but it also speaks of his death. The name Jesus reminds us of the fact that Jesus came into the world to die for our sins. Oh, while we're in the midst of Advent, while we're in the midst of Christmastide, I want you to know that I'm so glad that he was born. Oh, yes, I am. I'm glad to know about the stories that while shepherds watched their sheep by night. I'm so glad to know that there were wise men who brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I'm so glad to know that they found the babe lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. I'm glad to know that he was born, but he came born to die. His purpose was not just birth, but his purpose was death. Because it is in his death that he became the atonement for my sins. Somebody ought to get your shout on right there. Because as holy as you look right now, come on, some of us live some jacked up lives. As good as we look right now, come on, come on, come on. Somebody holding their head down right now because you hoping I ain't looking at you. Baby, I don't know your story. And truth of the matter is, I really don't care about your story because I got my own story. I can tell you what his death did for me, what it did for me. I that's why I tell people, I ain't got time to meddle in your business. Still trying to work out my own soul salvation, but it is in his death and his resurrection that he fulfilled the purpose of his name. There's something about that name. His name reveals his personality. His name reveals his purpose, but his name also reveals his power. For you see, the Gospels tell us that around the time of the birth of Jesus, let me pause and interject this here. You got to understand, he went through a lot just to get born. Listen. Mary wasn't married yet to Joseph. Joseph was to be married to Mary when the angel came to Joseph and said, your soon-to-be wife is with child. I preached this text some years ago in Waxhaw, and I called it baby daddy drama. Because Maury Povich would say, Joseph, you are not the father. Tweet that. Joseph could have had her put away. He had to get through that. Jesus had to get through that. Not only could he had her put away, but the innkeeper had them put out. He had to go through a lot just to get here. And because Herod was so afraid that his throne was going to be overtaken, there was a prophecy that said that there was going to be a child who was going to overcome the government and Herod, the power of the day was determined that there wasn't going to be no more Herod. I am the one. Come on. You know, back in the day, there was, you know, in Living Color, when I was growing up in Living Color, y'all know what it is. And Homie the Clown would simply say, "Homie, don't play that." Herod simply said, I am Herod, and Herod, don't play that. And he had killed every child who was born between a certain time period up until the age of two. So Mary and Joseph had to flee. He could have been put out, could have been cast away, yet could have been killed. Jesus went through a lot just to get to us. Somebody shout, "That's power." But it came at a time when the government was messed up. People were corrupt. And it came, just that name had power enough behind it to make a difference. Oh, but I need you to know that this was prophesied some time before. Yeah, by the prophet Isaiah, who revealed his power, the power behind the name. When Isaiah says in Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. The power shall be on his shoulder and in his hand, and his name shall be called." Y'all with me up in here? Now, pause. I got to let you know that his name, somebody shout name. The word name is singular and not plural. It did not say, "And his names shall be," but it said, "His name shall be," because Jesus displays all of the characteristics at the same time. Can I get a witness up in here? His name shall be called one. Wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor. His name shall be called Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I got to close this thing. But that name, something about that name reveals his personality. That name reveals his purpose. Oh, but I want you to know that name represents and reveals his power. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. Yeah, in other words, Isaiah says he is the supernatural one. Yeah, this word means miracle. He is, I know I can get a witness up in here, he is the miracle man. Yeah, he is wonderful. And not only is he supernatural one, but he is the supervising one. Wonderful Counselor. This word means to advise, to counsel, to propose, to devise, and to plan. It refers to his whole role as the leader and guiding force in our lives. Isaiah lets us know that this name, this wonderful counselor, this mighty God, is the supernatural one. He is the supervising one, but he is the sovereign one. He can do what he wants. He can do where he wants. He can do it when he wants, because he is a sovereign. I need you to know that this word means hero. It refers to one who is strong. It refers to one who is mighty. It refers to one who is invincible. And as I really think about the word hero, I'm reminded that Jesus alone is worthy to be called our hero, for he has defeated, y'all ain't praying with me, all of our enemies. He is the sovereign one. Oh, but he is the everlasting Father. He is the Father. He is the sustaining one. As Father, he is our producer. As Father, he is our generator. In other words, he is our source. But you see, God is the strength and the source of, y'all ain't praying with me up in here. He created us through Adam, but he recreated us through Jesus. Somebody tell him thank you. He is everlasting. There was never a time when he was not and is not and will not be with me. Can I get a witness? He is the great I am. Yeah, he is the eternal. He is the self-existent one. Yeah, he is. He is the supernatural one, the supervising one, the sovereign one, the sustaining one. But I'm finished now. He is the satisfying one. He is that name, the Prince of Peace. The word peace refers to a state of happiness. It refers to a state of well-being. It refers to a state of prosperity. The word peace speaks, a prince speaks of a captain, a steward, and a keeper. For you see, he is the creator, and he is the sustainer of our peace. For you see, he accomplished peace when he died on the cross. He extends a peace for all who receive him by faith. He provides peace for all who trust him in the valleys of life. And he is the keeper of our peace and the guarantee of all continued peace throughout eternity. There's something about that name. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Well, what's in a name? What's in a name? If that name is Enrico White, there ain't very much in that name. But if the name is Jesus, the lily of the valley, if that name is Jesus, the bright and the morning star, if that name is Jesus, the rose of Sharon, if that name is Jesus, there is everything in that name. For you see, his name is the source of our salvation. For his name is, yeah, the hope of our hearts. His name is the name that breaks the sins of bondage and cools the fevered brow. His name is the name that can lift up my heavy burdens. His name is the name that can mend my broken heart. His name is a name worth speaking, for he is the Savior of the world. For you see, that name is a name that means everything. That name can unlock the windows of heaven, and that name can lock.
We hope that you've been encouraged and inspired by the Blessed Assurance Podcast with Pastor Enrico White, Senior Pastor of Weeping Willow AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and or seeking a church home, please feel free to worship with us at Weeping Willow AME Zion Church, located at 2220 Milton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Our order of services are as follows. Sunday morning worship with a preached word at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study, 12 noon and 6:30. 6:30 p.m. and every first Sunday Holy Communion. For more information about Weeping Willow, please go online to www.weepingwillowamez.org or call 704-532-9125 or via email at wwillowchurch@aol.com. Finally, if this podcast has encouraged and inspired you, please come visit us at 2220 Milton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. The Word of God says in the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
This is Enrico White, pastor of the Weeping Willow AME Zion Church. I'm personally inviting you to join us for the experience. Experience the word. Experience the worship. Experience the witness at Weeping Willow AME Zion Church right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have two wonderful worship experiences, 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Come be revived. Come be renewed as lives are being touched, hearts are being transformed. Weeping Willow is located 2220 Milton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Or look for us on the web, weepingwillowamez.org.